Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, better known as Money Girl, and the author of Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. For more money tips that are not in the weekly podcast, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com. When you consider how you'd like to spend your hard-earned paycheck, paying taxes probably doesn't come to mind. But did you know that they're probably your largest expense next to housing? Since taxes take such a big bite out of your income, it's smart to cut them every way possible. This is the first episode in a two-part series about how to legally pay less taxes and save more money. I'm sure you've heard the saying, "In this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes." Benjamin Franklin is credited for that famous phrase. I've often wondered what he'd think about all the many dozens of taxes we have to pay these days. There's federal income tax, state tax, sales tax, gasoline tax, capital gains tax, estate tax, gift tax, food tax, alcohol tax, property tax, and business tax, just to name a few. Taxes are baked into just about every financial transaction, no matter if you're earning or spending money. Of course, you should never do anything illegal to avoid paying taxes. But there's nothing wrong with making sure that you don't overpay. Even the IRS encourages taxpayers not to pay more in taxes than the law requires. So, what's the big secret to paying less tax? Well, it's simple. Claim every tax deduction and tax credit that you're eligible for. Deductions and credits can reduce the total amount of income tax you have to pay. Here's the difference between the two. Tax deductions reduce the amount of your income that's subject to tax. For instance, if you contribute $2,000 to a traditional retirement account, you generally are allowed to deduct that amount from your income. In other words, if your gross income is $50,000, having a $2,000 deduction means that you're only taxed on $48,000. That would save about $500 in federal taxes for a single filer in 2013. On the other hand, tax credits are even more powerful because they reduce the actual amount of tax you have to pay. For instance, if you're a single filer in 2013 with gross income of $50,000, you pay about $8,000 in taxes. However, if you qualify for a $2,000 tax credit, you only have to pay $6,000. So a tax deduction reduces how much taxable income you can claim. A tax credit reduces how much tax you owe dollar for dollar. In other words, having a $2,000 tax credit actually saves you $2,000. While having a $2,000 tax deduction only saves you a percentage of that amount based on your effective tax rate.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Some tax credits are even refundable, which means they can reduce your taxes below zero and allow you to get a tax refund. In this episode, we'll cover five common tax credits that you might qualify for in 2013 and 2014. Then, in part two of this series, you'll learn how to take advantage of every possible tax deduction for your situation. Tax credit number one, the Saver's Tax Credit. This is an incentive to save for retirement. It repays you as much as $1,000 or $2,000 if you're married filing jointly when you save for the future, which is a really nice benefit. This credit is available for low and moderate income workers and those who are self-employed who contribute to a retirement account, such as an IRA or a workplace plan like a 401k or 403b. To claim the Saver's Tax Credit, you can't be a dependent on someone else's tax return. You can't be younger than 18 or be a full-time student. While the deadline for funding workplace retirement plans is generally December 31, there's more time with an IRA. You have until tax day, which is typically April 15, to add money to a new or existing IRA for the prior tax year. To find out how much the Saver's Tax Credit could put in your wallet, take a look at the IRS chart or follow instructions on Form 8880. Of course, I'll include links to these resources in the transcript for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Tax credit number two, the American Opportunity Tax Credit. This helps you pay for college expenses, such as tuition, fees, and books. It's worth up to $2,500 per eligible student for the first 4 years of higher education. This credit helps low and moderate income students who are pursuing a degree and are enrolled in school at least half time. You can't double up and also claim another type of education credit, nor can you have a felony drug conviction to be eligible for it. To find out if you can claim the American Opportunity Tax Credit, use the IRS Education Calculator or follow instructions on Form 8863. Tax credit number three, the Earned Income Tax Credit. This was created to help low-income working individuals and families manage the burden of taxes. In general, if you earn less than about $51,000, this tax credit can give you a substantial tax refund. The IRS has a calculator called the EITC Assistant. It's in English and Spanish to help you find out if you qualify. They also have tax credit calculators for prior years, so if you find out that you were previously eligible for this credit but didn't claim it, you can file an amended return. To correct a tax return, you must file Form 1040X within 3 years after the due date of your original tax return. Tax credit number four, the Child and Dependent Care Credit. This helps you pay someone to care for those who depend on you so you can work or look for work. It could be a child under the age of 13, a disabled spouse, or an older person who lives with you. This credit is worth up to 35% of your qualifying care expenses, depending on your income. When figuring your credit, you can claim up to $3,000 of costs for one qualifying dependent, or up to $6,000 if you have two or more. To claim the Child and Dependent Care Credit, complete Form 2441. Tax Credit Number 5, the Child Tax Credit. This helps families pay for the cost of supporting children. It's worth as much as $1,000 per qualifying dependent, depending on your income. To claim a child, he or she must be younger than 17 and have lived with you for more than half of the tax year. To learn more or to claim the Child Tax Credit, use Schedule 8812 on Form 1040. I know taxes are not the most fun or fascinating financial topic. Even Albert Einstein said, "The hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax." But no matter what we think of them, taxes are here to stay. So join me next week for part two of this series when I'll give you a simple way to make sure you never miss a money-saving tax deduction. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.